handle awful. Rioli will kick it. That is delicious. And here is Swan, deep in the pocket. He's kicked the goal. Hodge at one end, Swan at the other.
Bartel with the most likely clean-up operation led by Scarlett and Mackie. Natanui again. He's an irresistible force, Natanui. Oh, what a goal. What a start he'll be.
Gets it from Mitchell. Bergen kick inside the ball at 50. Here comes Bunny. Wheels around. Gathers the football. He's kicked a goal. He's put it through to the outside of the boot, running to the wrong pocket. Oh, can you believe that?
That is delicious.
Hello, I'm your host, Dylan. I am joined by just two esteemed coordinators today. Lucas, how are you, Lucas?
Good.
And Luke, how are you, Luke?
Yeah, if you can give me the microphone, I'm doing pretty good. So what show are we on, Dylan?
Footy Frenzy.
Thank you. Thank you. So, Dills, can you tell us what we did today?
Yes, it was our annual footy day.
More importantly, what are we doing today?
And we rang up Gillam McLaughlin from the CEO second.
And we are putting the recording on Friday.
So we interviewed the Chief Operating Officer in Gillam McLaughlin, and we'll be playing that on Friday's Team Talk.
At 1:10.
At 1:10. We've got an early starting time, so remember that, so you don't miss out on all the action. We asked him some pretty hard-hitting questions, didn't we? Can you remember any of them?
Who was better in the backyard, him or Hamish?
Very hard hitting.
Why are the tickets so expensive right now?
Surprising answer to some of the questions as well.
And there was, what were some other ones?
We asked about the future of the game and some rule changes. What else? And if he wanted the CEO role.
And why did you put down NRL and Liverpool?
Yeah, exactly. Well, boys, great weekend of football we just witnessed. Adelaide getting the job done on Freo and Collingwood beating West Coast. What was your highlight? Lucas?
Seeing Collingwood beating West Coast, probably for John McCarthy.
And Dills?
Adelaide Freo was a good game. I thought Freo had it in the first half, but then Adelaide came back and
yeah. Yeah, possibly I'd have to say Taylor Walker's effort was really good. I really enjoyed watching that mullet flyer. And if he wasn't playing football, do you reckon he'd be a carny? Or something like that, running a roller coaster at the show.
Probably,
yeah.
He just looks horrendous, that bloke. He looks like he's homeless or something. All right, let's jump straight into the action. Adelaide versus Freo.
Yes. Okay. 12-9-81 to Freo, 11-5-71. And the goals for Adelaide, Walker with 5, Porps with 3, Dangerfield, right, Tippett, Vince, Ogg with singles, and for Freo, Main with 3, Walters with 3, Ballantyne, Ibbotson, 5, Subin and Pavlich with singles, and the best for the Crows, Walker, Smith, Rutten, Thompson, Poplesia, Vince and Riley, and for Freo, Mundy, Johnson, Walters, Barlow, Duffield, 5, and Sanderlands, and the injuries for Adelaide, Sam Shaw with a left hammy, and Jared Petrenko with a right shoulder, and there's none for Freo.
There's never any good time for injuries, is there, boys, but finals week just kills you, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Tell us about the game, Dills.
A 5-goal haul from Taylor Walker has seen Adelaide down Fremantle by 10 points at Amy Stadium to advance to a preliminary final. The opening to a match was earlier similar to Adelaide's qualifying final loss to the Sydney Swans, less than a week earlier at the same venue. Fremantle coach Ross Lyon had clearly gone to school on the Crows' inability to handle the stifling pressure of the Swans' flood, and his players were able to replicate the pressure for much of the first term as Freo bounded away. The Crows were put under intense pressure by Freo, which bolted to a 29-point lead early in the second quarter, but Walker was as the catalyst for a stirring second-half fight back. Despite the huge prize on offer for the winner, fewer fans turned up for Friday night's semi-final than they did for Adelaide's Round 20 clash with Fremantle. That game drew 35,027 spectators to Amy Stadium, while Friday night's final could only manage 31,742. Adelaide's win came to came at a price, with Jared Petrenko in tears after injuring his right shoulder in a tackle just before the final siren. Earlier, defender Sam Shaw was substituted out of the game in the first quarter with a left hammy.
Right, so Lucas, Fremantle, if you had to give them a score out of 10 for their season, what would you give them?
I'd give them 8.5.
Yeah? So you thought they had a good year?
Yeah, they're pretty good.
I reckon they did two deals.
Yeah, 8.5.
8.5, good. Let's more look forward rather than back. Is Adelaide got any chance against Hawthorn? Everyone just seems to think Hawthorn, it's a foregone conclusion, they're going to win the flag. Are they that good? I'm not sure. I think Adelaide's got a big shot in this game.
I can't believe you're saying this. Because you go for Hawks. I think they easily got to win Hawks.
In all honesty, I think Sydney should be the premiership favourites.
No. Yes. Collingwood beat them.
So you think Collingwood should be premiership favourites?
No, I'm just saying that Collingwood bet them without Dane Swan at ANZ.
Okay.
Yeah, Hawthorn, they'll win. Where's the Collingwood Sydney?
In Sydney, at ANZ.
It's going to be tough because hopefully Swans fans turn out for
it. We'll get on to that game. Let's just keep on the Adelaide Freo side of it if we can.
Next week, man.
Is Adelaide, Taylor Walker, are you impressed with his performance throughout this year?
Yeah.
The people's mullet?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Ben Rutten, what a job he did on the Pav, keeping him goalless.
No, he got one.
Oh, he got one. Apologies, but that was a match-winning performance.
Yeah, good job.
Let's jump onto the other game, which was Collingwood versus the West Coast Eagles.
Yep, the Pies 10-13-73 to West Coast 9-6-60. Goals for the Pies: Thomas 3, Swan 2, O'Brien, Pendlebury, Jolly, Blair and Goldsack singles. And for West Coast, Hill and Darling 2, Kennedy, McGinnity, Kerr, Cox and Natanui with singles. The best for Collingwood: Reed, Jolly, Pendlebury, Thomas, Swan, Johnson and Tuvey. And for the West Coast Eagles, Gaff, Kerr, Cox, Glass, McKenzie and Pritis. And injuries for Collingwood: Dawes with a leg, Didak with a calf and Neil for West Coast.
Tell me about it, Lucas.
Okay. My mob, a brilliant 6-point burst from Dale Thomas lit the spark as Collingwood climbed into a prelim final with a comeback 13-point win over West Coast at the G on Saturday night. Collingwood will take on Swans on Friday night at ANZ and should take significant confidence into the meeting. Given it has beaten the Swans the last 11 times the sides have met, including 5 games at ANZ. The Eagles rocketed to an early 23-point lead, but were slowly pegged back before Thomas played a starring role after halftime. Thomas, who admitted he had a shocker in last week's qualifying final against Hawthorn, was back at his infectious best. He kicked 3 goals in 7 minutes and turned the game in Collingwood's favour before the last change. Many expected the Pies to overrun the visitors in the final term. The Eagles managed only 1 goal for the third quarter, lacked the second and seemed out of legs. However, this game had one more twist, with the Eagles kicking 3 consecutive goals and regaining the lead at the start of the last term. But after coming this far, the Magpies weren't about to stop. Tyson Goldstack made the most of an Eagles turnover to kick the Magpies back in front, before a cool, calm and collected Dane Swan snapped the goal around his body for the final goal of the game. Central to the win was Scott Pendlebury, the Magpies' acting captain and the best player on the ground. He had 29 disposals and all classy, finding space in a tight game, thinking clearly when others couldn't. Dane B's 30 disposals and steel side bottom 25 and clever forward Tyson Goldzak were other strong contributors.
Okay, so Collingwood get the job done. West Coast challenge, but Collingwood rose to the occasion, as they say. Boys, just quickly, Chris Dawes going out again. It's highly unlikely he'll play. Who will they play as the second ruckman? You can't not have 2 ruckmen against Sydney.
Maybe put Wood in.
Do you think they'll bring Wood in? He hasn't played for a couple of weeks.
Yeah, I don't know.
No, what would you do, Lucas? You're the Collingwood supporter amongst us.
Sometimes they put what's his name? Once they put Dane Swan in.
In the ruck.
I've seen him. For some reason, I've seen him put Dane Swan in before.
And then you woke up. What are you on about, Lucas? Maybe. What are you talking about, Lucas? You're crazy. All right, so we're thinking that...
I think I have.
Okay, so maybe you're a Collingwood supporter, Jackson Lucas. Payne? Yeah, I like that, Dylan. I do like... I think they should bring Jackson Payne back in.
He's not good
Lucas,
enough.
Are you confident playing Sydney in Sydney?
Yes, very, very confident.
How confident?
100% confident. 100% because, like I said before... they beat them without Dane Swan and ANZ, and then they've got Dane Swan and ANZ, so they should beat them.
All right, so you're pretty confident going into it, even though you don't have Maxwell?
Yeah, he didn't do much help.
And you may not have Dawes now either.
Dawes is not a big outfit.
You don't think so?
He doesn't do much.
Oh, wait, I think Elliot will play where he plays.
Yep.
He's pretty good.
What? Jamie Elliott will play where Chris Dawes plays.
Doesn't he play in the forward?
Jamie Elliott's a small forward.
No, but but he's a good marker.
All right, Lucas.
I know him.
You're confusing me today, mate. I don't know what's going on. All right, let's have a look. We'll jump on to the most prestigious award. We had the All Australian last night. We've got the Brownlow next Monday. Forget about that rubbish. Tommy Ellis Industries Player of the Week is Dylan.
The mullet, Taylor Walker.
It's the people's mullet.
The people's mullet. 10 kicks, 3 handballs, 6 marks, 5 goals, 2 behinds. Apologies to Pendlebury, Kerr, Swan, Thomas, Rutten, Sandilands, Maine and Goldsack.
Now, before we close up, guys, it was all Australian last night. Let's just have a quick run through the team. Fullbacks, we had Shawnee Dempster in the back pocket, Luke McFarlane and Darren Glass. Half-back line was Bo Waters, Teddy Richards, Grant Bertrell. Across the centre line, we had Trent Cotchin, Job Watts and Dane Beams. Half forwards, Dangerfield, Buddy and Cyril. Full forwards, Stephen Milne, the Tomahawk and Dean Cox. Followers, Nick Natanui, Scott Thompson and Gary Ablett. And the interchange reads, Brett Deledio, Josh Kennedy, Scott Pendlebury, Dane Swan. Boys, out of all those players, who is lucky that they got selected?
Tom Hawkins.
Tom Hawkins, who do you think should have been in before him?
It's tough.
The forwards that could have been Jack Riewoldt, Nick Riewoldt, Drew Petrie.
Josh Kennedy?
Nah, Petrie.
Or Taylor Walker?
Petrie.
You think Petrie should have been in before?
Taylor Walker's had an all right year, but I'm surprised on... Cotchin and Deledio have had a good year, and so has Dempster, but I don't think... I think other players can probably fit into their spots.
Yep.
Milne is... also surprising because you can have Betts in there as well. But
yeah, Betts was the one that missed out. So let's have a look at the players that did miss. We've got Sam Jacobs from the Crows, Brent Riley, Taylor Walker, Eddie Betts, Pavlich, Corey Enright, Lonergan, Selwood, Harry Taylor, Sam Mitchell, Drew Petrie, Andrew Swallow, the big mullet from Richmond, Marek, Jackie Riewoldt, Lenny Hayes, Nick Riewoldt, Kieran Jack and Lewis Jetta.
Yeah, I'm surprised Lewis Jetta maybe instead of Milne.
You reckon?
Although they don't play a game, but he...
Kieran Jack. I think Kieran Jack instead of Cyril.
Cyril, yeah, okay.
Maybe
that's interesting.
Instead of... I would stay the same here, but instead of having Cotchin on the wing, maybe have Swan or Pendlebury start on the wings. And yeah.
Are you happy with Nick Natanui as the first ruckman, considering the year that Sam Jacobs and Ivan Marek had?
He's a big man. I think he can do it.
It's just Nick Nat. He can rock, he can rove, he can play forward, he can play back, he can do anything, really. All players can do that, but
if
not
you
as
asked,
good as Nick Nat.
If you asked, say, if you were to poll the 17 coaches right now, I'd be surprised if less than 10 said Sam Jacobs was the best ruckman in the AFL.
Yeah.
He has had a phenomenal year.
He has had a good year, but I think the last few rounds and then finals, he's been a bit quiet.
He had the second most hit-outs in the AFL.
Who was first?
It wasn't Natanui.
Oh, yeah, I think Sam Jacobs got a bit rigged.
Who was it?
Wasn't surprised about Jack Riewoldt, though. Jack Riewoldt, he shouldn't have been in there. Because he sooks winning the ball from him and he sooks.
I love that word.
Brett Deledio or Trent Cotchin doesn't.
Yeah.
It doesn't go to him or he sooks because he can't catch Cyril Rioli, so he gives up. Like Tommy Hafey came to our football club and said, "I hate the people who don't give. Give in." And that was and the first person he mentioned was Jack Riewoldt. I'm just like, I agree. He doesn't.
Just going back to the Nick Nat thing. Is Nick Natanui their number one ruckman, or is Dean Cox the number one?
Cox.
Cox. So why isn't Cox the starting ruckman?
I think that who makes this?
There's a chairman, there's a team of selectors. And then my biggest gripe with Natanui, right? He's their second ruckman, yes?
Yeah.
So he's generally rucking against other teams' second ruckman. So he'd be going up against Chris Dawes or Jared Ruffhead, those kind of players. They're not ruckman, are they?
Mike, and also what's his name from Geelong, Vardy.
Yeah, but they're not ruckman, are they?
Yeah, Vardy is.
Oh, well, apart from him, but he's and like Drew Petrie, they're not ruckman.
Yeah.
And Kurt Tippett. So wouldn't that inflate his statistics when he is in the ruck that he's rucking against forwards that play in the ruck, not ruck forwards?
Yeah. But I still think he deserves his spot because he has had a very good year. And
I don't think he has.
And
Dean Cox had some better years than him. And well, hasn't Dean Cox
if,
been out for
if we're
him?
Going with Reston Ruckman in the forward line, why didn't Jared Ruffhead get the go? Because he kicked more goals than Cox did.
They should take Tom Hawkins out.
Nick Natanui is your first ruckman.
No, they
should be their first ruckman, and then
they should put Cox first ruckman. Then they put Nick Nat in forward.
Okay.
And then they also have Tom Hawkins who plays ruck for Geelong a bit.
Yeah.
And I've seen Luke McFarlane and Ted Richards play a bit of ruck.
Okay. Well, at the end of the day, guys, I don't think we'll ever have an All-Australian team that isn't contentious and sparking debate. But that's the great thing about this game. We all have differing opinions and we all value different players. And if we had selected the team, we would have selected differently.
Yeah.
But we've got people that do that and we've just got it wrong this year.
And also Joel Selwood.
Yeah, Joel Selwood, another great player that had a good year.
Who could have maybe taken over.
Sam Mitchell.
They should have put Swan in.
Lenny Hayes. Andrew Swallow.
Sam Mitchell.
No, Lenny Hayes played all year.
Did he?
No, he won St Kilda's Best and Fairest.
Didn't he have a knee? Or was that last
he won St Kilda's Best and Fairest.
You know who won Collingwood?
The knee was last year, mate.
Who won Collingwood?
I haven't had it yet because your season's not over.
Oh.
Oh. They can't do the Best and Fairest before the season's over, can they? That's why Melbourne book their their best and fairest in the first week of the finals because they know they're not going to be playing. They get a discount on the Crayon Palladium. True story. All right, boys, let's wrap it up. We've had enough. Tune in on Friday for the Gillon McLachlan interview and get the all the answers that you want answered from our chief operating officer.
And thank you to the sound panelists, Gemma and Linda, for doing the sound.
Well done, girls. Remember, where do the people need to like us and follow us?
Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter.
And
get on it.
Tumblr and Flickr, but I don't
fantastic.
They don't have that.
So we'll see you guys on Friday for our final show of the year, our final show of 2012.
The big Gillon McLachlan.
What? No, it's just our final show, our final ever team talk with the Gillon McLachlan interview.
With a special time.
We'll speak to you then.
Special time, remember.
1:10.
10.
That is delicious. And here is Swan deep in the pocket. He's kicked the goal. Hodge at one end, Swan at the other.
Bartell was the most likely. Clean-up operation led by Scarlett and Mackey. Natanui again. He's an irresistible force. Natanui. Oh, what a goal. What a star he'll be.
Gets it from Mitchell. Perfect kick inside the ball at 50. Here comes Bunny. Wheels around. Gets the football. Oh!